From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The Assembly GOP on Thursday, February 15th, moved to begin impeachment proceedings against Governor Andrew Cuomo as the controversy surrounding nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic continue. The resolution, as proposed by Republicans, would create an impeachment commission to investigate the governor's handling of nursing homes and efforts to conceal data of resident fatalities during the pandemic. A 60-day deadline would be set for the commission to conduct its work and release findings to lawmakers. Assembly Minority Leader Will Barclay said, and I quote, Cuomo administration's nursing home cover-up is one of the most alarming scandals we've seen in state government, end quote. Cuomo has acknowledged his office should have moved faster to release data on nursing home deaths during the pandemic, but said it first had to respond to a federal inquiry last year. A Cuomo ally, State Democrat Chairman Jay Jacobs, blasted the impeachment move. Jacobs said in an interview, and I quote, I think it's the height of hypocrisy for a group that was silent when a Republican president was referring to the pandemic as a Democrat hoax and threatening to withhold PPE and other vital supplies to New York State. We heard nothing from them, end quote. Senate Democrats are expected to soon scale back Cuomo's power granted last year to respond to the pandemic. Assembly Democrats are expected to discuss that issue on Monday in a closed-door meeting. In New York history, only one governor, William Sulzer, in 1913, has ever been impeached and removed from office. And you can read the full story in nystateofpolitics.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County lawmakers approved the 2021 contract with Twin County Recovery Service February 17th after initial concern that the county would have to make up the difference caused by a proposed 20% state aid cut. There was also worry over a $19,000 increase in the contract and if services had been reduced due to the pandemic. Republican legislator James Davis said at the Health Services Committee meeting, and I quote, I see they are raising their budget this year. All I've heard on the news this whole year is that substance abuse users have been having problems because services have been cut. So why is the budget going up? End quote. Greene County Director of Mental Health Jason Friedenberg said services have not been cut at this point. Friedenberg said the increase was due to cost of living adjustments, and it is awarded by the state for fringe increases. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said if the county does not get reimbursed the 20% from the state, it would not pay the full value of the contract each quarter. He said, and I quote, if the 20% is going to be cut, we would not have paid that out to begin with. This is pass-through money, end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, if we don't get it, we don't pay it out. End quote. The full legislature later unanimously approved the contract. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. Kelly's Pharmacy in Greenville will likely be granted a zoning variance for the COVID-19 testing pod now located in its parking lot, according to town attorney Tal Rapalia. The setback variance is scheduled to be voted on at the March 9th meeting of the Greenville Zoning Board of Appeals. The setback is required under town law because the pod is located too close to the firehouse. The pod is located in the last two parking spots behind the pharmacy. Rapalia said, and I quote, I'm pretty sure the ZBA is going to approve it, end quote. Pharmacist Quinn Kelly said that when they installed the pod in December, they were under the impression it did not require a building permit. But under town law, it does. The pod sits approximately 24 feet from the firehouse, and the concrete buffers next to the pod, installed to keep vehicles from hitting it, measure roughly 22 feet from the firehouse. The property is owned by Tasting Lab owner, ZBA Chairman Thomas Vance. Vance is also a pharmacy neighbor, and he provided written permission for the pod to be installed. He said Vance will recuse himself from voting on the variants. The pod is used to conduct COVID-19 testing outside of the pharmacy itself to keep potentially ill people away from the public. Kelly said close to 1,500 tests have been conducted at the location since January when they opened the pod. Approximately 12% of those tests have come back positive, he said. And you can read the full story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.